Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, at verse 48. And Jesus said, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." And after posting our American flag yesterday morning on the house for Memorial Day, it was sad as we drove around town to see so many fewer American flags being flown in our community. It seems that there were so many more flown in years past. It matters, doesn't it? But it didn't seem to yesterday on Memorial Day. I know folks are patriotic. I know they care. I know they understand that it was Memorial Day. So I wonder why the seeming indifference, and I wonder how indifference begins and when it begins to set in. Webster's Dictionary defines indifferent as an attitude which looks upon something as not mattering one way or another, that is regarded as being of no significant importance or value, marked by a total or nearly total lack of interest in or concern about something, having a morally neutral nature. Apathy maybe is a good synonym for indifference, but the true nature of indifference begins on the top of a slippery slope where we begin to set aside our personal and moral responsibility toward others and toward our nation and toward the God who created us and watches over us. Indifference is the antithesis of duty, I would suggest, a duty divinely set within us to strive to be all we are created to be, for ourselves, for others, for this nation, for this world, for those who have gone before us, and for those who need us. Because, my friends, it seems that when indifference quietly begins to creep into the day-to-day life of, for example, a parent, children learn that they are not valued. When it settles into the easy chairs of our marriages, couples begin to grow apart. When indifference infects the hearts of our young, they lose their sense of wonder and hope for becoming all they were created to be. When indifference begins its insidious journey into our lives, free speech of students is silenced and trampled upon on university campuses. When indifference weaves its head into the culture of our lives, freedom of religion begins to be defined by government, leading to a one-size-fits-all non-religion, if anything at all. Indifference begins to mark our lives when comfort is chosen over courage, when we shrink in the face of difficulty and adversity, and when we leave it to someone else to stand up for others or to speak out for what's right and against wrongs. Edmund Burke, an Irish statesman, author, philosopher, and member of the British House of Parliament for a number of years, once said that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Indifference is the beginning of that stealthy creep of evil and wrong into our lives and into the world. But days like these during our Memorial Day weekend should remind us that we as a nation have always stood against evil, have always tried to stand against what is wrong. In our better moments, indifference was never an option for us as a nation. Instead, duty was always our watchword. And during this Memorial Day remembrance of the past few days, and as we move ahead, I pray that we will never forget the lives of those who embraced and fulfilled their duty for the nation that they loved and who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we might live here today in freedom. You know, beginning in 1866 with the placing of some flowers on the graves of some of our Civil War veterans, what was once called Decoration Day and became known as Memorial Day has usually been highlighted since the dedication in 1911 of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery by the president's placing of a wreath at the tomb under the watchful eye of the elite unit of the old guard of the 3rd United States Infantry called the Tomb Guard, which maintains an hour-by-hour vigil every day of the year at that hallowed site. This Memorial Day, President Trump, being in Japan and speaking to our troops there, was replaced in that duty by Vice President Pence, who laid the wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. The inscription on that tomb, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God," can be found on that tomb, containing the remains of a soldier from World War I, World War II, and the Korean War. And in that resting place, they represent other valiant men and women, patriots, all, who knew their duty and stood in the gap for us through the centuries of our God-ordained history. Patriots who often came back from their duty in pieces, in boxes, on stretchers and crutches, forever scarred and crippled, and whose bodies now lie beneath row after row after row of white crosses in the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery and in thousands of cemeteries across this country and world. In January 2003, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, then United States Secretary of State General Colin Powell, responding to a veiled suggestion by a forum speaker that the United States wanted to acquire land in countries elsewhere, and that's why it kept coming to the aid of countries to gather land, said to those gathered, "We have gone forth from our shores repeatedly over the last 100 years and put our wonderful young men and women at risk, many of whom have lost their lives. And we have asked for nothing except enough ground to bury them in." These were patriots who fought, died, or were forever wounded so that you and I might live and laugh and sit and sleep and, yes, today and every day, even pray today and every day in freedom. Their legacy of belief, a belief in our nation and in something better, in a hope for a brighter tomorrow, must not end with them, but must live on in us and in the purpose of each day of our lives. Each of us and each passing generation has the duty to not only remember them, but to honor them by taking up the torch they carried and to keep the flame burning brightly, which they lit with the blood of their courage. Each generation has the duty to remind the next generation of that as we pass the torch of liberty forward. Indifference is never, my friends, never an option. Duty is our only option. You know, for Linda and me, every visit that we make to the National Holocaust Museum is a solemn, sobering moment. We visited with dear friends again a year ago. And as you depart the main exhibit of the National Holocaust Museum, these words by Pastor Martin Niemöller, which are etched on the wall of the museum, become forever etched in your heart and mind. "In Germany," he said, "the Nazis came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak." Never again, you say? We know better, don't we? We do. And Jesus said, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." In a word, duty. We have been created and called by God to make a difference in the world, to use our gifts and the abilities, the resources that we have been blessed with, and the platforms of impact and influence upon which we stand, to change the world around us, to stand against evil and the injustices wherever they exist, and to lift those around us to a better place and to the light of hope, the light of hope of a brand new day. We are a nation founded upon the belief that in the commonality of our lives under God, whether in suffering or good fortune, we have never been indifferent to the needs of others, but have always realized that we are called to be a lighthouse for each other and the world, to help those who are in need or all alone, and stand by those who live in fear or want of freedom. This Memorial Day weekend that we just observed should again remind us, as we pause to remember all those who sacrificed for us and for this great nation which they loved, that today is not a time for indifference. And in the history of our great nation, there has never been a time for indifference, and there never will be. Instead, Memorial Day reminds us that today, tomorrow, and every day of our lives is a time for duty. To remember the call to action when the Reverend Billy Graham reminded us that courage is contagious. When a brave man, and I will add women, a brave man and woman takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. Now is the time for courage. Now is the time for American heroes, maybe you and maybe me, to step forward once again to make a difference in the world and in the lives around us, to reach heavenward and with outstretched fingers as we touch the lives of others, we will touch the face of God. We have done it before as a nation, surely. Surely we can do it again. God bless those who stand in the gap for us and those who gave it all for you and for me and for this nation. May God continue to bless America. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. I thank you that we can pause and remember on this Memorial Day weekend, this Memorial Day period of days, and every day might we remember those who stood in the gap for us, those who gave the last full measure of devotion, those who continue to serve so that we might sit and live in freedom together. Help us to remember, though, Lord, that it places upon us not the ability to be indifferent, not to sit in comfort, but to realize that we have a duty to step out and do what they did, to sacrifice, to lift others, to follow you, to help others with all that we've been given, the resources, the platforms, the influence we have to make a difference in this world and the lives around us. Thank you for that privilege to do it with you. And thank you, knowing that as we step out, in honor of those who've gone before us, whose shoulders we stand upon, that you go with us every day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.